from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The Czech Republic wants to develop business relations with Indonesia. Indonesia to offer tourism investment at the International Monetary Fund World Bank meeting. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to inaugurate the Garuda Wisnu Kencana Monument in Ungaran, Badung, Bali on Saturday. Bali Governor Iwayan Koster started. The new governor revealed that President Joko Widodo also monitoring preparations for the IMF World Bank meeting next month, apart from inaugurating the statue built by famous Balinese sculptor Nyoman Nuarta. He said Bali is highly concerned about ensuring the success of the meeting, as the reputation of Bali in particular and Indonesia in general will be at stake, and also due to the economic impact of the event on the economy. He said the event will also promote Bali as a tourist destination and tourism industry in the region. Besides making an agreement in developing free L Academy school and discuss with numbers of youth in Jakarta as part of an effort to build digital economy ecosystem in Indonesia, Digital Minister of France Munir Mahjoubi also had a chance to meet with online transportation Gojek's Chief Executive Officer Narim Makarim. To the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta recently, he said that he is interested in what Gojek has done. According to him, Gojek is one of world-class startup companies that prove positive impact of technology for humankind, especially in Indonesia.
You know, I was talking to Gojek CEO as I talk to Facebook CEO, Twitter CEO, IBM CEO. He's a worldwide CEO of a very large unicorn that has an impact on million lives of people and maybe one day billions life of people. So I really talked to him with the French message that is, we believe, strongly believe, in performance technology dedicated to human and to the planet. Mm-hmm. We believe that the technology has to create value for humans and for the planet. And that was the responsibility talk we had together.
Moreover, Mahjoubi explained that Gojek has developed not only given positive impact on one side, which is the driver as their partner. Gojek has also given a great positive impact for people in doing their daily activities. Other than that, Gojek also has a significant role in reducing numbers of private vehicle and traffic jams on the road. However, Mahjoubi also paid proper regulation is needed from the Indonesian government so as technology development such as Gojek will not give negative impact or harming other sites in Indonesia. The Czech Republic Senate Chairman Milan Štech and his entourage, that consists of 5 senators and 18 Czech businessmen, hold a working visit to Indonesia on September 16 to 20 to discuss several meetings with President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. On a gala dinner in Jakarta recently, Milan Štech told Voice of Indonesia, the main purpose of his visit to Jakarta is to develop good relations between Indonesia and Czech Republic, especially in business.
Well, the main purpose of my visit is to actually follow up on traditionally good relations between Indonesia and the Czech Republic and to promote these relations further. Since we have very good relations in the field of businesses and business cooperation, we would like to take this opportunity to actually promote the mutual business relations to the next level in order to follow up on what has been already started in the past.
Furthermore, Milan Stas said that his visit to Indonesia along with the delegates is to strengthen business opportunity and investment in Indonesia, especially infrastructure, energy and education. Moreover, Milan Stas said that the Czech Republic also adheres to room governmental similar like Indonesian House of Representatives DPR and Regional Representative Council DPD. Tourism is one of the investment sectors to be offered by Indonesia at the 2018 IMF World Bank annual meeting in Bali. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Lembong stated. Lembong remarked after a meeting at the Jakarta Maritime Affairs Ministry on Tuesday that tourism is very obvious visible. Tourism helps boost Indonesia's economy and enhance foreign exchange. Lembong pointed out that the IMF World Bank meeting held on October 8 to 14 in Bali offered momentum to Indonesia to increase foreign exchange through investment in tourism sector. In addition, Indonesia will emphasize control over the consumption of imported fuels by using biodiesel or cheaper biofuel mixtures. The investment models offered by the government include direct investment in the form of strategic partnerships of $6.6 billion for 13 projects, participation in equity of $21.2 billion for 45 projects, and project financing of $11.6 billion for 19 projects. Director General of Foreign Trade Oka Nurwan said shipments of rice imported by Indonesia from India and Pakistan have been delayed on extreme weather. Based on information from the Trade Ministry, Bulog has asked for extension of import license because of the delay in the shipment of 440,000 tons of rice. The request for the import license extension was sent by Bulog Chief Budi Wasewo on July 18, addressed to the Trade Minister. Earlier, Budi Wasewo had been quoted as saying that there was no need for importing rice, that there would not be import of rice until the end of 2018. Budi Wasewo also had said Bulog had more than enough stocks of rice, that Bulog has no warehouse to store more rice. Rice imports have triggered controversy, partly headed by Budi Wasewo's statements. Oka Nurwan said that the Trade Ministry approved the request for extension because of the shipment problem over bad weather. Chief Economic Minister for Economy Darmin Nasution, seeking to end the controversy, said rice imports are needed to keep the price of the staple food from rising. In addition, Bulog has not fully succeeded in procuring rice from farmers to strengthen its stocks, and domestic production fell short of expectation. The government of Qatar has invested $100 million in the development of the tourism industry in Indonesia. Qatar Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Ahmad bin Yasin, said that Qatar agreed to cooperate with the Indonesian government and invest $100 million for the development of tourism in Indonesia. This was conveyed at the Hanover event of 100 Community Economic Empowerment Projects at the Al Mubarakiyah Vocational High School of Quiet Housing Complex, Aceh Besar District, Aceh Province recently. In addition, the Qatar government has also agreed to work with the Indonesian government on improving the economy of the community. Furthermore, Ambassador Ahmad bin Yasin stated, the government of Qatar and Indonesia has established good relations. He admitted that his presence in West Sumatra province was only to encourage the recipients of aid to be effective and continue to be able to help others. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yambise launched a pornography-free village in Maluang Hamlet, Birou District, East Kalimantan, in Birou on Tuesday. Minister Yambise expressed hope that Maluang would serve as model of village which is free from pornography for other villages in Birou in particular and East Kalimantan in general. The minister stressed that children should be safeguarded from the negative impact of pornography as it is dangerous to their personality. On the occasion, the villagers, who are composed of local and religious leaders as well as local youth, had a joint declaration to free the village from pornography. The declaration was sent by Minister Yambise and Birawa District Head Agus Tantomo. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with commentary for today entitling South Korean President Visit Pyongyang. Although not the first South Korean president to step on Pyongyang, upon arrival in the North Korean capital yesterday, on September 18, 2018, President Moon Jae-in received a warm handshake and a hug from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Thousand eyes watched the event. The meeting in Pyongyang became the third between the two after those in April and May this year. In his remarks, Kim Jong-un expressed his gratitude because Moon had agreed to facilitate his meeting with US President Donald Trump in Singapore last June. But, unfortunately, President Trump's plans to come to Pyongyang is still not implemented. The U.S. sees no significant progress in the denuclearization process in North Korea. To accelerate this process, U.S. President Donald Trump asked President Moon to become a negotiator for both parties. Denuclearization of North Korea is actually not only the demand of the United States, but also the desire of South Korea. The first meeting in Pyongyang was indeed wanted by Kim Jong-un. The North Korean leader said that he was waiting for this moment. Meanwhile, President Moon was very impressed by the welcome prepared by Kim Jong-un. Before his departure to Pyongyang, on his social media account, President Moon hoped that this meeting was not just a temporary change, but a permanent peace. However, there are some who doubt whether it has resulted in progress in the peace process on the Korean Peninsula. Many parties expect this meeting to provide an opportunity for better change. That is, with North Korea accelerating the denuclearization of its country, which is a condition of peace on the peninsula. On the other hand, the United States should keep its promises. If later, North Korea really carries out the process, so that the hope of all parties to witness the peaceful and unified Korean Peninsula is not just a dream. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawan.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from a giant meeting at Ikada Square, Jakarta. 1 month after the Indonesian Independence Proclamation, there are not much changes among people since their social political life still under monitoring of Japan. The youth and students then initiated a general meeting at Ikatan Athletic Jakarta or Jakarta Athletics Association Ikada Square on September 19, 1945, to bring together the leaders and people, even though there was a prohibition for gathering of more than five persons.
The meeting was aimed to show to Japan that the Indonesian people supported independent and sovereign government of Republic of Indonesia. Ikada Square was previously known as Gambir Square. Next turn is the incident of President Juan Perón overthrown by the Argentine military. Juan Domingo Perón was an Argentinian general and politician. Perón and his wife Eva were very well known among the Argentinian people. He was a prominent Latin American figure in the 20th century and has brought many important changes in the political arena of his country. Juan Perón was considered as a renewal agent in his country because of shifting the economic support from agriculture to the industrial sector. Perón was also famous for giving voting rights to women. However, time goes by. He turned into a dictator and ran an authoritarian government. He changed the state institutions so that he could be re-elected as president and discard judges who oppose him. In the early 1950s, he was again elected as president for the second time. On September 19, 1955, Juan Perón was overthrown in a military coup and exiled for 18 years, but did not detract from his influence among the people. In 1973, Perón was re-elected as the president of Argentina for the third time. Now we end today's segment of Today in History about Saint Kitts and Nevis gain independence from Great Britain. The Federation of Saint Kitts and Nevis is a two-island federation located in the Leeward Islands, Caribbean. Saint Kitts Island has become a British colony since 1624 and Nevis Island since 1628. On September 19, 1983, Saint Kitts and Nevis became an independent country. The country is the smallest country in the Americas, both in terms of area and population. The capital and the federal government are located on the island of Saint Kitts. The smaller Nevis Island region is located about 3 kilometers southeast of Saint Kitts. Listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you the title about Indonesian automotive components penetrate the European market. Indonesian automotive component products begin to penetrate the European market, with many Indonesian products appearing at the Automechanika 2018 exhibition, an international spare part exhibition that held in Frankfurt on September 11 to 15. Automechanika 2018 is held every 2 years since 1971. This year, the exhibition was attended by about 5,000 participants from various countries, with 133,000 visitors from 170 countries. It was a promotional event and a strategy to penetrate the German, European and world automotive market. Antara News Agency reported, the Indonesian Pavilion presented three companies, namely PT 3 Mega Baterindo, a provider of various batteries, PT Elang Perdana Tire Industry, manufacturer of various tires, and PT Supreme Belting Perkasa, a provider of various vehicle belt products. The Indonesian Pavilion was facilitated by the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin and supported by the Indonesian Consulate General in Frankfurt. In addition, there is an Indonesian company, ADR Group, which producing radiators and filters present independently. The Indonesian Consul General to Frankfurt, Toferi Sutikno, said that the Indonesian automotive industry, with various innovations and technological applications, has produced high-quality products. When visiting the Indonesian Pavilion, the Consul General hoped that the quality of products will be maintained to keep buyer confidence. Toferi also said that Indonesian products will get European and world market trust if the products can penetrate the German market, because to entering German market, they need high-quality products. Meanwhile, ADR Group is one of the success stories of the Indonesian automotive product industry. The company that has taken part in the Auto Mechanica exhibition for 9 times has undergone a process from the beginning when struggling to create brand awareness. After a few years, ADR Group is now reaping the results. The company successfully penetrated the international market. Toferi Sutikno said, there are several things that need to be done by entrepreneurs, namely fostering good relationships with all customers, opening new business relationships, getting a better understanding of market situations, and conducting comparative studies of competitors. He added, Indonesia's heavy competitors in the automotive sector in penetrating European markets are China and Korea. Indonesia also competes with other European brands that market spare parts for the lower middle class market. Indonesia's consistent participation in the Auto Mechanica exhibition is important to increase market confidence toward Indonesian products. Listener, that was today's My Indonesia.
Here is news in brief from Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to inaugurate the Garuda Wisnu Kencana Monument in Ungaran, Badung, Bali on Saturday. Bali Governor Iwayan Koster stated, the new governor revealed that President Joko Widodo also monitoring preparations for the IMF World Bank meeting next month. Besides make an agreement in developing free academy school and discuss with numbers of youth in Jakarta as part of an effort to build digital economy ecosystem in Indonesia, Digital Minister of France Monir Mahjoubi also had a chance to meet with online transportation Gojek Chief Executive Officer Narim Makarim. The Czech Republic Senate Chairman Milan Štěch and his entourage, that consists of 5 senators and 18 Czech businessmen, hold a working visit to Indonesia on September 16 to 20 to discuss several meetings with President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. Tourism is one of the investment sectors to be offered by Indonesia at their 2018 IMF World Bank annual meeting in Bali. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Lembong stated. Lembong remarked after a meeting at the Jakarta Maritime Affairs Ministry on Tuesday that tourism is very obvious visible. Director General of Foreign Trade OK Nurwan said shipments of rice imported by Indonesia from India and Pakistan have been delayed on extreme weather. Based on information from the Trade Ministry, Bulog has asked the extension of import in license because of the delay in the shipment of 440,000 tons of rice. The government of Qatar has invested $100 million in the development of the tourism industry in Indonesia. Qatar Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Ahmad bin Jashim, said that Qatar agreed to cooperate with the Indonesian government and invest $100 million for the development of tourism in Indonesia. The Indonesian Asian Para Games 2018 Organizing Committee INAPGOG expressed hope on Tuesday through the Asian Para Games next month, Indonesia would become a disabled-friendly country. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a tourism object in Bali. Stay tuned. Listeners, Bali Island is one of favorite destinations of Indonesia for domestic and foreign tourists. This island is well known not only for the beauty of amazing nature, but also its culture. Although many interesting places which can be visited, there are still tourism destinations in Bali which are rare to be visited. One of them is Suluban Beach. Listeners, although being rare for tourists to visit, the name of Suluban Beach is well known among surfing lovers. The destination has big waves, thus Suluban is well known as favorite spot for surfing. The beach is also known as Blue Point Beach. The mention comes from the name of hotel which is located not far from this tourism object. It is called it in order to make easy for foreign tourists to return to the beach whose location is hidden. At Suluban Beach, there is exotic coral cliff. The wave which hit the coral cliff look like special scenery that never be found at another place. Although it is suitable for surfing, the free of charge tourism destination has exciting activities which can be conducted. The tourists can see monkeys habitat surrounding the beach or enjoy typical foods of Bali at restaurant which is not far from the beach. From here, its panorama is seen amazing. There is a combination of white color on sand, green tosca at the seashore, and dark blue in deep sea. Listeners, as long as trip to the beach, tourists will be welcomed by local people. Most of the local people sit at the hut and spend their time to wave clothes. Although they are busy, they are very friendly with the tourists. The tourists can mingle with local people while finding information about the uniqueness of the exotic beach in the southern of Bali. Waving made by local people is sold at the souvenir shops. In addition, waving with a beautiful motif, the shop also offers various kinds of accessories, such as hat, necklace, and bracelet. Listeners, Suluban Beach is located at Pecatu Village, South Kuta, Badung Regency. From Ngurah Rai International Airport, it takes around 45 minutes by motor vehicles. The road condition to this tourism object is good enough, even there is direction board which makes easy for tourists. Unfortunately, here there is no adequate public transportation, so we suggest you to use private or rental car. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Suluban Beach in Bali Province. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Menolak Tawaran Makan, or in English, Refusing to Eat. Stay tuned. Next, I will give you an example of conversation about menolak tawaran makan, or in English, refusing to eat. Tony and Joko's family are traveling to Parangtritis.
Ternyata berselancar itu susah sekali. Saya menyerah.
Ayolah, coba lagi.
Tidak, cukup. Saya capek dan lapar. Ayo kita makan dengan Dinda dan Enda.
Kalau begitu, kamu duluan saja. Saya masih ingin berselancar. Nanti, saya menyusul ke sana.
After the conversation, I will introduce some expressions related to the topic today, menolak tawaran makan, or in English, refusing to eat. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Ternyata berselancar itu susah sekali. In English, surfing is actually very difficult. Saya menyerah. Saya menyerah. In English, I gave up. Saya capek dan lapar. Saya capek dan lapar. In English, I'm tired and hungry. Ayo kita makan dengan Dinda dan Enda. Ayo kita makan dengan Dinda dan Enda. In English, let's eat with Dinda and Enda. Kalau begitu, kamu duluan saja. Kalau begitu, kamu duluan saja. In English, please go ahead. Saya masih ingin berselancar. Saya masih ingin berselancar. In English, I still want to surf. Nanti saya menyusul ke sana. Nanti saya menyusul ke sana. In English, I'll be there later. In a dialogue, Tony said, kalau begitu kamu duluan saja. In Indonesian language, various types of conversation expression like the sentence can bring various meaningful, depends on the context. Tony's expression in the dialogue refused politely Joko's invitation because Tony still wants to serve. Let's follow other examples. Joko, ayo kita makan dengan Dinda dan Enda. Tony, kalau begitu kamu duluan saja. Saya masih ingin berselancar. Endah, ayo kita pulang. Ini sudah malam. Tony, kamu duluan saja. Aku minum kopi dulu. Another context is to let someone to do a work first than him or herself. For example, Tony, kamu duluan saja berangkat ke Jakarta supaya bisa bertemu keluarga. But in the Indonesian language, the formal context when speaking to honorary person, you have to avoid an expression kamu duluan saja. But you have to say, Bapak bisa berangkat lebih dahulu. Saya akan menyusul. In English, you can go first. I will follow that. Silakan Ibu sarapan terlebih dahulu. In English, please you have breakfast first. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Ternyata berselancar itu susah sekali. Saya menyerah.
Ayolah, coba lagi.
Tidak, cukup. Saya capek dan lapar. Ayo kita makan dengan Dinda dan Enda.
Kalau begitu, kamu duluan saja. Saya masih ingin berselancar. Nanti, saya menyusul ke sana.
Listener, the exercise for today is to describe the disease you have suffered by mentioning name of the disease, when, how long have you been sick, where did you take for treatment, and etc. For example, nama saya Danu, saya pernah sakit gigi 2 bulan yang lalu selama 2 minggu. Saya merasa pusing dan berobat di rumah sakit Medika. Saya harus minum obat 3 kali sehari. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. For today's edition, I will present you to some beautiful pop songs by Andini. The singer with complete name Dewi Puspita Andini was born in Jakarta on March 24, 1997. In 2004, Andini started her career in the Indonesian music world through the talent finding event in a private television station. Listeners, to initiate today's Music Corner, let me present you a song entitled Bukan Lelaki. It was the first song of Andini during her solo career as the singer. The song Bukan Lelaki was released in January 2017. The lyric of the song tells about the strength of a woman who has been hurt for many times by her beloved man. Andini said, "The song Bukan Lelaki brings a message that woman remains to live happily, although she has been hurt by her lover." Well, listeners, let us listen to the song Bukan Lelaki by Andini.
Membaca pikiranmu, ku cuma mau melihat sejauh mana bohongmu. Aku jadi mati rasa karena telah terbiasa, tapi memang kau tak peka. Kau masih kira aku masih percaya. Kau tak cukup lelaki untuk ku cintai. Lelaki sejati pasti punya hati. Kau bukan lelaki yang pantas aku tangisi. dirimu tak membuatku mati. Masihkah kau mengira ku bisa kau mainkan? Ku cuma mau buktikan sehebat apa drama. Tapi semakin kau tak peka, kau masih kira aku masih percaya. Kata cukup berakhir untuk ku cintai lelaki sejati pasti punya hati. Kau bukan
listeners, we have just listened to the song entitled Bukan Lelaki by Andini. Before joining the Finding Talent event, Andini admitted that her talent to sing has appeared since she was 3 years old. She was inspired by legend singer Celine Dion, especially in the song My Heart Will Go On. Andini improved her singing character and technique just by self-exercise, nor by vocal course. Andini has ever got opportunity to dedicate an Indonesian film soundtrack entitled Bulan Terbelah Dua di Langit Amerika in 2015. At the time, Andini collaborated with a rock band from England, Arkarna, presented a song Jangan Salahkan Cinta. This song illustrates a relationship of a couple lover in a midst of destruction. However, finally they choose to stay together because separation is painful. Listener, here is the song entitled Jangan Salahkan Cinta.
Segala cara telah kita coba demi keutuhan cinta yang sejak semula kita percaya. Bulan di langit pun mengerti saat bicara tak. jadi cara yang bisa hentikan pertikaian hingga akhirnya rasa hilang dan
listeners, you have just listened to the song Jangan Salahkan Cinta by Arkana and Andini. Previously, Andini has ever got a stage name called Dewi Idol. Then her team management asked her to leave Dewi Idol to avoid her personal image among public because similar name of Dewi has been used by many celebrities in Indonesia. Changing and promoting her new stage name is not easy. But she is optimistic that by working hard, her career in Indonesian music will run well. Well, listeners, now I will end the music corner for today's edition by presenting you the last two songs entitled Mendua and Done With You. Enjoy the songs and see you for the next time edition of Music Corner.
Lepaskan cinta ini. Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Diriku seperti saat engkau mengejarku. Kapan lagi kau bilang I love you, I love you, yang seperti dulu, yang dari hatimu. Matimu mengejar cintaku, tapi sekarang kamu bukanlah kekasih yang ku kenal dulu. Kau berubah semakin jauh, sudah tak mencintaiku lagi.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.